kind of meat that you might buy unsliced, and then you'd cut it up and maybe fry it.
Oh, that would be a slab.
Slab of what?
A slab of bacon.
Okay. And what do you call it after it's already sliced?
Sliced bacon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said breakfast bacon earlier. Was that sliced?
Yes, that would be sliced bacon.
And the stuff that, if it's unsliced, the tough edge you have to cut off is the...
The rind.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
That's a link sausages.
Okay. And the man who sells meat in the store...
Is a butcher.
Mm-hmm. And if the meat has been kept too long, you'd say it has...
Spoiled or become rank.
Okay. How about butter that had been kept too long, left out too long or something?
I would call that rancid.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
From its head? I don't know. The ears are used separately,
mm-hmm.
and the tongue is used separately.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the tongue goes into many processed
mm-hmm.
Meats,
mm-hmm.
you know, like potted meat.
Mm-hmm.
And
is specifically the stuff that you make it with the meat from the head. And I think they put spices in it and grind it up and press it.
Is that souse meat?
Yep. Is that your term for it?
Souse meat.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever call it hoghead cheese?
No.
Do you ever call it pressed meat?
Yes. We always call it souse meat, but growing up, we heard people refer to it as pressed meat.
Is that the same thing?
I think so.
All right, good. That's a good regional term. A lot of people in Georgia say pressed meat.
Pressed meat.
They don't
uh-huh.
say that much anywhere uh-huh. else. They say it in Alabama, so.
Pressed meat. But I think it's the same as souse
mm-hmm.
meat.
Mm-hmm.
Except that in Georgia also, instead of souse, they call it south meat.
South?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That may be corruption.
Yeah, just the pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call something made from cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Liver cheese.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And how about hog blood? Do you ever use that?
No, but there are those people who can make blood puddings.
Ever have it?
No.
I had it in England once. It was
you
pretty
did?
Good. Yes.
Uh-huh.
It really was all right. And I knew what it was before I ate it, so I knew what I was getting into.
Uh-huh.
But
I've never had a hankering for it.
Most people don't think that it's a very pleasant idea. Did you ever take the juice of the souse or the liver cheese and stir it up with cornmeal and then slice it and fry it?
No.
Did you ever hear of scrapple?
No.
Okay. Ponhoss?
Horrid. No.
I had scrapple once too, and I think you can buy it in cans.
Really?
Mm-hmm. How about thick sour milk that you keep on hand? What would you call it?
A thick sour milk that you keep on hand. I guess you could call it yogurt.
No, I think yogurt is fancier
than that.
It's fancier
than that.
It has to have other
that.
Things done to it. But just milk that you put out and let it get sour so that you can cook with it.
A sour milk. Or milk that has curdled.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the term clabber?
Clabber, yes. Mm-hmm. Which would be the same. Milk that has soured and become thick. Clabbered.
Do you call it clabber, or is clabbered a verb for what it does?
I don't know. The milk has clabbered.
Okay.
So it must be a verb.
Okay. Now, do you know anything about making cheese from that?
No.
Would you like to hazard a guess as to what kind of cheese is made out of clabbered milk?
A cheese is made of clabbered milk.
I'll tell you what you do. You put it in cheesecloth and you let the whey drip through.